Disney Locana Starter Decks Ranked 2026 Complete Tier List and Buying Guide. Hi, this is Yumi. Let us make your next game night a very good one. Newer doesn't always mean better in Locana. Our tier list ranks top performing starter decks by competitive viability and learning curve, so you pick the perfect glimmer match for your playstyle. Konnichiwa, cute collector. Whispers softly you're standing in front of all these adorable Disney Locana starter decks and wondering which one whispers back to your heart. Right? Each deck is a tiny story of strategy, gorgeous characters, and ink magic waiting to bloom. Some decks shine like cherry blossoms in spring, while others, well, let's say they're still growing their roots. The secret nobody tells you: the most expensive deck isn't always the best one, and the newest, not automatically the strongest. I've gathered intel on the top performing starter decks released through mid-2026, ranked them with the competitive community's consensus, and created this purring perfect guide to help you navigate inks from amber to steel. Whether you're a total beginner brewing your first lore dreams or a returning player hunting that specific ink combo, I've got you covered in the warmest way possible. Let's find asterisk your asterisk deck. Yes. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzle Week at no additional cost to you. How to pick your first starter deck? The Yumi Way Kawaii Question Time. What makes your heart sing when you play cards? Some of you love aggressive strategies, fast questing big characters, hitting your opponent hard, hello action lovers. Others prefer the slow burn, building card advantage, controlling the board, making your opponent sweat. Some adore synergy puzzles, where one card makes another card sing, literally sometimes there are musical abilities now. Here's my warmest truth: starter decks aren't ranked by how much fun, they're ranked by competitive balance and how well they execute their game plan. A lower-ranked deck might actually be asterisk perfect for teaching you the core rules because it does one thing beautifully. The top-ranked decks often require more game knowledge to shine. Beginner sweet spot. Look for decks that teach you questing, challenging, and ink management in the clearest way. That's usually Amber Amethyst or Emerald Sapphire combos. They're like comforting tea that shows you the path. Competitive dreams. Newer sets, 2025 to 2026, have more synergies and power creep. So Whispers in the Well and Azurite Sea shine brighter in the current metagame. The ultimate tier list. All 21 Disney Locana starter decks ranked. Here's the honest truth wrapped in Sakura Blossoms. Tier S, the Illumineer's favorites. 1. Whispers in the Well, Sapphire and Steel Detective Engine is chef's kiss, requires game knowledge but rewards it too. Azurite Sea, Emerald and Sapphire, balanced, learnable, competitive. The gateway deck for 2024 onward. 3. Whispers in the Well, Emerald and Amber, aggressive spirit theme with Simba's power, tier A, strong and trusty. 4. Fabled Emerald and Ruby, Goofy's musical synergies. 5. Shimmering Skies, Ruby and Amethyst, party time energy. 6. Reign of Jafar, Amber and Amethyst, musical flow, Tiana vibes, tier BC, solid but niche. These decks 7 to 15 are totally playable. They're just less forgiving for beginners or have awkward matchups against current sets. Think of them like side character romance routes, wonderful once you know the game better. Tier DF, the collector's pick. Decks 16 to 21 include the first chapter, the OG set from 2023. They are beautiful historical pieces and excellent for teaching pure fundamentals, but they lack the synergies and power of newer cards. Perfect for cozy casual nights, trickier for competitive play. What's actually inside a starter deck? Unboxing the magic, every single Disney Locana starter deck from Ravensburger includes the same beautiful package. The deck itself. 60 ready-to-play cards, your deck minimum for legal Locana play. 2 foil cards featuring the deck's signature characters. These are asterisk gorgeous and immediately giftable. Cards are split between 2 ink colors like Amber plus Sapphire, or Emerald plus Steel, everything else. 11 paper damage counters, those little tokens tracking lore and damage. 1 paper playmat sweet table guide with zone labels. 1 tracker token to count your lore toward at winning 20. 1 quick start rules sheet, basically the cheat codes to begin playing in 10 minutes. 1 bonus booster pack, 12 random cards to upgrade your deck or just collect. Why this matters? You can literally open the box and play immediately against another starter deck. No additional purchases required. The booster pack is pure bonus. Some people slot those cards into their deck, others keep them sealed as collectibles. Very cute flexibility, no? Understanding ink colors and playstyles, your starter deck's personality, Locana has 6 ink colors and each starter deck pairs 2 of them. Here's what each ink asterisk does asterisk in its heart. Amber, the supportive healer. Yellow heart amber characters have low power but high utility. They heal, draw cards, and support other characters. Think loving guardians like Balu or Mushu. Amber decks are about asterisk enablement asterisk, not raw strength. Ruby, the aggressive warrior. Red circle ruby smashes. Fast characters, big stats, challenging abilities. Ruby decks say, I play cards on turn 2 and I'm attacking you now. Pure offense energy. Emerald, the clever trickster. Green heart emerald characters are adaptable. They have sneaky abilities, card draw, and clever evasion. Emerald decks outmaneuver their opponents. Sapphire, the strategic sentinel. Blue heart sapphire is slow burn control. Characters protect each other, delay your opponent, build lore safely. Patient, methodical, rewarding when synergies click. Steel, the stalwart guardian. White circle steel characters stand firm with durability and challenge winning abilities. Their DI will protect you, Ink. Amethyst, the magical sorcerer. Amethyst has spells and magical effects. Action cards, board manipulation, resource advantage. Amethyst decks are about asterisk control and magic asterisk. The winning combos, some pairs just work beautifully together. Amber plus Sapphire teaches patience. Emerald plus Ruby is aggressive learning. Sapphire plus Steel, pure defense. It's like two bodyguards protecting your lore. Different pairings feel like different Disney movies. Some are adventures, some are slow burn romances. How Locana actually plays, questing, challenging and winning. Your first 10 minutes, okay, cute strategy moment. Here's what makes Locana sing. Yes, literally musical cards exist. The win condition, you win when you reach 20 lore, that's it. All strategy flows from this number. Your turn in 4 steps. 1. Add ink, take one card from your hand and put it into your inkwell, your mana pool. This is how you fuel spells and characters. Every turn you grow stronger. 2. Play cards, spend that ink to play characters which fight and quest, items which give bonuses or actions, one-time spells. Characters cost ink, they're your army. 3. Quest or challenge, here's the core twist. Quest, turn a character sideways, exhaust them to gain lore equal to their lore value. This is how you score points. You can only quest with characters that have been in play for at least a turn, so no instant win plays. Challenge, turn your character sideways to attack your opponent's character. Whoever has higher strength wins, the loser gets banished. This is how you asterisk protect your lore gain. 4. End turn, pass to your opponent. Repeat. The magic mechanic, starter decks teach you synergy. Playing one card makes another card stronger. Amber plus Emerald might mean every character you play gives other characters plus one strength. When cards work together, strategies bloom. Beginner-friendly truth. Most starter decks play out the same basic dance. Play characters, quest for lore, challenge when threatened. The asterisk variations, Sapphire control, Ruby aggression, Amethyst spells, matter more once you're comfortable with turns 1 to 4 above. Starter decks come with rules sheets that literally walk you through this. It's genuinely beginner-friendly. Best starter decks by experience level, not just rankings. Okay, real talk. The tier list ranks competitive balance, but you might want something totally different. For absolute beginners, never played TCGs. Pick these because they do asterisk one thing beautifully and don't overload you with text. The first chapter, Amber and Amethyst, rank 14. Yes, it's lower ranked competitively, but it teaches support your teammates so clearly that every card feels logical. Rise of the Floodborn, Amber and Sapphire, rank 16. Slow burn control that teaches patience and card economy. Why? They have fewer special abilities to track. You'll focus on basic turn structure instead of chasing synergies. For TCG veterans, you know Mana and Mill. Grab the top tier decks. Whispers in the Well, Sapphire and Steel, rank 1. The Detective Engine rewards game knowledge, Azurite Sea. Emerald and Sapphire, rank 2, modern synergies. Still learnable for collectors. You just love Disney plus pretty cards. Honestly, any deck. Grab whichever asterisk characters make your heart sing. Do you love the Black Cauldron? Get Whispers in the Well. Obsessed with Aladdin's villains. Reign of Jafar. The competitive ranking doesn't matter if you're playing casually with friends. Every deck is equally good value. For gift giving, if you don't know the person's taste, grab Azurite Sea, Emerald and Sapphire, or Fabled, Emerald and Ruby. They are beautiful, playable, and recent enough to feel fresh. With a buy and pricing the sweet truth, not marked up, this is lovely news because you won't get price gouged. Older sets, 2023 to 2024, might be slightly harder to find but not expensive. You're not hunting rare MTG cards here, starter decks are mass-produced. Bundle strategy. If you're buying for two players, the sale of two bundles are genuinely good value and come with matching playmats. Perfect for couples or friendship starter packs. After you buy, how to upgrade your starter deck, the glow up. Okay, you bought your first starter deck and played it three times, now what? Here's how to grow. The booster pack inside. Your starter deck comes with one bonus booster pack, 12 random cards. This is your first upgrade material. Open it, see if any cards work with your deck strategy and slot them in if they feel right. Buying boosters for synergy. Once you know your deck's playstyle, grab 2 to 3 booster boxes or 24 packs of the same set. This increases the chance of getting cards that synergize with your starter deck's theme. A Sapphire Steel deck wants more steel characters, for example. The deck building Golden Rule. Your deck can use up to 2 ink colors. This is actually liberating. You're not mixing 6 colors like some TCGs. Your starter deck's 2 colors are your deck's identity, just improve within those colors. You don't need to upgrade them at all if you're playing casually with friends. Upgrading is for when you fall in love with a strategy and want to squeeze out more power. Pro tip, don't discard bulk commons, they are the bread and butter of deck upgrades. Cute card art on seemingly weak cards might have abilities that make your whole deck sing together. Final verdict. Whispers in the Well, Sapphire and Steel reigns as the most powerful option for experienced players, November 2025. While Azurite Sea, Emerald and Sapphire remains the perfect gateway for anyone new to trading cards. If you want pure simplicity, the first chapter 2023 teaches fundamentals beautifully. Every deck on this list is actually asterisk good asterisk. Your choice comes down to play style aggressive, control, musical synergies, and which Disney characters make your heart sing. Pick one, play three games, and I promise you'll understand why Lorcana is becoming the cozy TCG everyone's talking about. Ooh, frequently asked questions. Can I play two starter decks right out of the box against each other? Yes, each starter deck is a complete, playable 60-card deck. Grab any two different starter decks and you're ready for immediate head-to-head games. The only caveat, decks should be from similar release windows for balanced play. Pairing a 2023 deck against a 2026 deck might feel lopsided due to power creep, but casual play totally works either way. What does lore mean and why is 20 the magic number? Lore is your victory points in Lorcana. Characters have a lore value printed on them. When you quest, turn them sideways, you gain that many lore points. First player to 20 total lore wins the game. It's like Magic's 20 life total, but in reverse, you're building up points instead of protecting them from damage. Do I need to buy multiple booster packs to enjoy a starter deck? Nope. Starter decks are complete, balanced, and genuinely fun right out of the box. They are meant for new players to learn the game without additional purchases. Booster packs are purely optional. Grab them if you fall in love with a specific deck strategy and want to optimize it, or if you want more cards for collecting. Casual players are 100% happy with just the starter deck. Which starter deck should I buy if I've never played a TCG before? Azurite Sea, Emerald and Sapphire is your best friend. It balances offense and defense beautifully, teaches core mechanics without overwhelming text, and is competitive enough that you won't feel like you picked a weak deck. Alternatively, the first chapter, Amber and Amethyst, is even simpler but less competitive. Either way, you'll learn and have fun. Are newer starter decks always better than older ones? Not always. Newer decks, 2025 to 2026, have more synergies and benefit from power creep, so they're generally asterisk stronger in competitive matchups. But older decks, 2023 to 2024, are often better teachers because they do simpler things more clearly. For pure learning, the first chapter is unbeatable. For competitive play, grab Whispers in the Well or Azurite Sea. Can I use cards from different Lorcana sets in one deck? Absolutely. Your deck can mix cards from any Lorcana sets, the first chapter, Rise of the Floodborn, etc., as long as they stay within your chosen two ink colors. This is actually how players upgrade their starter decks. They keep the color identity and add better cards from newer sets that synergize with their strategy. Just no more than two ink colors total in your deck.